Hello, hello. Welcome to the cave. And this is a brand new spanking edition of Warped Vinyl with your boys. You already know. And if you don't, this is Cave Ranger Joe. And next to me, Cave Ranger Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. We got another one for you guys. Hope you guys like this one. We definitely love it.
It's a banger.
Yeah, it's a banger. I had to go heavy on this one. After what Joe brought in with the whole super joint, I was like, you know what? Let's continue going down this journey with another banger. Another reason why I brought this one is just like I brought Deftones, this is another live performance that we are going to go ahead and go see. That we will witness. This is in our, what do they call it? Like in our backpack or whatever. In our catalog. It's in our lineup of concerts that got delayed and rescheduled due to COVID. So this is a band that we cherish. It's been around for a long time, but not a long time. But I don't know, they debuted probably like we're in intermediate school.
Yeah, like 98, 99.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it says right here, it's probably 98.
Seventh or eighth grade there.
This record came out in 98 and it is a self-titled album and it is System of the Down.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, so we're going to go see System of the Down. The lineup is System of the Down headlining. Opening up, we got Korn, and then we got Faith No More, and then who else? I think it doesn't matter, but it's definitely a good lineup.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Yeah, we don't smell what the rock is cooking. Before we start off, I looked at the back of the album. It has a pretty good, I don't know what you would say, quote speech, free speech, but I'm going to go ahead and read it real fast. As the century nears, it's for mindable end, our global experience of universal propositions predicted by many greats will arrive at our solar system, to our System of a Down. Authoritarian opposition, family abuse, the deposition caused by conformity. Sorry, guys.
There's a lot of
big words.
Hey, do you want me to help you out with this?
I kind of quickly glanced at it. I was like, damn, maybe I should not read it.
Hey, should we bring Sean in to read this shit?
Anyways, economical devastation will be neutralized by the technological terrorism in times of complete chaos. Control will never again be gained, for the tolerization will become extinct. A husband... quarreling with his wife.
Oh yeah, quarreling.
So yeah, quarreling.
So they're arguing.
Yeah, quarreling with his wife will not think twice or regret his spent bullet. Hungry children will not spare the grocer. Remorse in all forms will be removed from the human thoughts and actions. Freedom will only be available through revelation or death. The System of the Down is unavoidable as life on this planet becomes unnecessary. The hand has five fingers capable of power or capable of powerful with the ability to not only destroy, but as well as to create. We have the power to stop and reverse the tides of the time by making our awareness of abuse, knowing the power of the industry and the uncloth politic arm or political arms. Only by raising this awareness and promoting personal peace within today's self defeatist society can we only allow the planet to have a chance to avoid self-destruction. Open your eyes, everybody. Open your mouths, speak, close your hands, and make a fist. This is System of the Down.
Damn, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, so... With all that said, let's go ahead and kick the jam. As the great AC/DC said, for those who bow to rock, we salute you. Let's pop in this pancake, Joe.
Let there be rock, papa.
Oh, there you go. Psych.
Starting off with the banger, here we go. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
That is System of a Down.
Hold your balls and your monkey. And salute the flag.
That is the, what is it, backwards? flag? A reverse flag? Are they rock?
Anarchy.
That's just a label, huh? American label? Because everyone has that. Even, what's his name? Mr. Johnny Cash.
Damn. I like that you brought this record. This one, this is a low-key hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Not many, I don't know. Obviously, we fuck with it, but I would say it's that one that kind of flies on the radar. Like, everybody's all Toxicity and then the double albums. But, nah, this one, I think it's the true fans know about this shit.
Oh, yeah. But this is when I fell in love. Obviously, everyone knows Sugar, but let's go hear this breakdown.
Power riff.
That's power bass right there.
Power breakdowns.
Power fingers.
Wow.
Got my boy Chavo on bass.
Shout out Red 22. That weed is bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, sponsor us, Big Chavo.
Yeah. We'll smoke every day, all day.
He's like, I can't afford to keep your habit up like that, guys.
But we're not a sponsor, but if you guys have the opportunity to try 22 Red, that is Chavo's cannabis brand, fire. Fire. As what the kids say nowadays, that shit's loud.
It's loud, papa.
Like this loud.
Shout out to the boy Paul, because that fool have been hearing me practice vocals for a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my pterodactyls.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Getting them down.
Yeah.
Shit. Ask him.
The band's getting back together or what?
Trying, bro.
Yeah. 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 We have Sweet Pea for the first one.
The following of the Christ.
The following of Christ. The following of Christ. The following of Christ. The following of Christ. Ooh, sick.
All right, this is a beastly ass drum roll right here.
Yeah, if you don't know, you're about to know. This is known.
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 If you don't know, now you know. This is a sick breakdown. Power riffs.
If you guys didn't know, also produced by the big and powerful Rick Rubin. Always with those bangers. That guy has an ear for talent.
I think these guys are like playing the Roxy or the Whiskey. He's seen them. He's like, mm-hmm. I got to sign them right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a good sign because I heard him speaking in an interview like when they got discovered. And I think it's a good rule to go by because I believe in this because it's happened to me. But like if you ever see a musician or act or band or whatever, artist, and you're watching it and you're kind of like... You kind of just laugh to yourself, like, not like it being in a funny way, but just how ridiculously good it is. That's always, I think, is a good sign.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened to me. I'm like, I have to laugh. I'm like, dude, this shit is so sick. It's laughable. Like, yeah. Holy fuck.
You know, it's funny because, what's his name? John, the drummer. He did a podcast, and he was saying that, like, yeah, they heard that all these people are going to be in there. They didn't yet know that fucking the great and powerful Rick Rubin was going to be in the audience, but so many people wanted to change, like, their appearance, the way they played, and he was like, no, don't change anything, just go, be who you are. And that's always fucking Rick Rubin. Look at Johnny Cash, Danzig, and then
Slayer.
Fucking, yeah, Slayer. And him
Beastie
teaming
Boys.
Up, yeah, Beastie Boys. And him teaming up with...
Def Jam.
Well, yeah,
Def Jam.
Yeah, exactly. Him teaming up with fucking Russell Simmons, then you got fucking Jay-Z. The guy knows what he knows.
Hey, if you got the ear, you got the ear. It's
yeah.
Simple as that. The thing is, it's like you're signing the talent and you want the talent to do their thing. Like, there's too many times I think where they get the A&R, the reps, and all these people like trying to change the image. It's like, dude, you signed us because of the sound. You know, and that was the cool thing about him, that he let these. And then, you know, you think about it, and like we're here in the city of the hills. A lot of Armos.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to the Armenian brothers and sisters. But you think about it, it's like four Armenian dudes, sweaty as fuck on stage, rocking out.
Yeah, from Glendale, California.
It's like, what are the odds of that? You know, that's some crazy shit.
Not only that, like you said, but to System of a Down not only brings politics to the music, but religion. They do have some songs that do talk about their religion.
Are they
in
anti-religion?
Armenia.
No, anti-religion.
No.
I don't know what Armenian. What is Armenian?
They're probably Christian or Catholic.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Right here we got Suga. If you didn't know.
Yeah, you have to be living under a rock.
I know. I think I'm gonna play this song at work tomorrow.
Your boy is no longer under lockdown or jurisdiction. So this shout out to everybody at work.
Oh yeah. Say what you want to say. Speak freely, Joe. Go ahead, speak your mind. What do you want to say to everyone? For you guys didn't know, Joe was at work. He's like, fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool.
Flo, you're cool.
Yeah. Paul, you're cool. You make me laugh. But fuck everyone else. I'm out.
Not true, but
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of true. He's like, hey, I'm going to go get the shot too. Fuck everyone else.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
They asked me, how do you feel? Are you happy?
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Wouldn't you be, too?
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, baby.
When you get to retire at age 33, shit, everyone's happy.
Going to Costa Rica, yeah. Boy.
Shout out to Alex. He gave me that joke. It's like, hello. How does Joe feel being retired at age 33? It's like, fucking amazing.
Hello.
He's not stressed one bit.
Nah. Actually, I slept good for the first time. No joke though, I did wake up the other day at like 5:30. I'm like, fuck this.
Trust me. These last couple of days, I'm like, fuck you, Joe. Starting my car.
I heard your car engine this morning. And I heard it drove off, and I was like,
yeah. The homie was at work. Hey, how's Joe? I was like, fucking sleeping in bed. What the fuck you think?
Counting his crypto dollars.
Yeah. Like I told Cruz, this ninja's fucking counting crypto, buying crypto, all in air conditioning.
Loving it. Loving life.
I hope in the end it all goes away. Last year, guys.
Hold on, don't tell me. Is this one called... Hold on, don't tell me.
You're having that brain fart again.
This one's... okay, tell me, I forgot.
Suggestions.
Fuck! I was going to say questions.
Close.
The waves will keep on crashing by. If you want the live post, then you own the working class. But if you want the answer... Go ahead and buy Doge.
But not if you're that paper hand selling shit, motherfucker. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Post hypnotic suggestions. Running the ships ashore. The orange light that follows.
Hey, I can't stand these paper hand motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If you're not down a hold, stay out of the game, bruh.
Hey, like what the great MIA says. We ain't no paper planes.
No.
We're paper chasers.
Thank you. I don't know whatever happened to her. Dude, can you believe that song's like 15 years old?
Yeah. Holy shit.
This is probably one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a low-key hitter.
The thing that I like about it is it's just nice and settled. I feel like I'm almost riding my beach cruise in the park. Going to the liquor store. Oh, shit, my 40 dropped. Oh, fuck. And this is when I get all pissed off. Fuck, I gotta go to the liquor store again.
And you're already halfway home.
Yeah.
You know what I kind of like about his style of playing? That, like, yeah, he hits heavy shit, but he knows how to use the treble string. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not many metal bands that use their higher strings. Like, everybody's all chugga-chugga, but everybody goes... Like, I think that's where that that Armenian style comes in, like,
they're not high pitch.
They're not afraid to use those flavors.
Well, there's this one song. Of the name right now, but it's on this album. But I always play it at work. Like it starts off song.
It's not ringing a bell, Papa.
It's on this album, so I'll point it out.
When we get there.
So we got spiders. I hope you guys are not afraid of spiders, but this is the next jam.
The piercing. Moon, the
I don't know if there ever was, but imagine System of a Down and Rage Against the Machine. Some fences are definitely getting knocked down, and some political
Who's getting trampled on?
Yeah, some political shit is also going to be going down. Made winding.
Do you know what the song is about?
Through my eyes. All social media, it's those spiders, it's all those likes and posts get into your head.
Yeah, it has to be said that this production is pretty punchy.
Like you said on the last one with Super Joint, where like, hey, if that guitar player went missing, I can do all. I think if Serge went to the restroom and fell in the toilet, I can pick up on these songs. Like, hey, pick me up on Marky Mark on the stage like Rockstar. Through my head. Go ahead, John.
You're just missing the beard.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that. I actually got fucking offended right now.
Hey, your face says Mexican, but your chin says I don't know what the fuck's
going. Catfish is what it says. I'm half catfish, half porn star with this landing strip. Everyone is on 21 and me. I'm on 21, you don't know me. Because I don't know what my face says Mexican, but my mustache says half Chinese.
Hey, it says unidentified.
Yeah. It says my mustache says half Chinese.
Hey, like the COVID test, we got the results. It came back inconclusive. Yeah. We don't know what the fuck that is.
My patchiness beard says redneck, and then my fucking landing strip goatee says porn star.
Míralo.
Which that can be a different... So many races right there at its own end.
Fucking half breed.
Yeah. Half bred motherfucker.
Sorry, I set me up.
And through my hand.
Woo! Sorry, I got excited.
Saturday.
Sorry, I got a little excited.
For you guys, go ahead and like and subscribe while we're waiting. Thank you guys for listening.
Tell them this ain't YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead, tell a friend.
Dreams are made winding through her hair. Dreams are made winding.
Sorry, my voice cracked.
You're a little nervous.
All right, next guys. One. Well, that's side A.
We got one more.
Oh, one more?
Yeah. Oh. Got a little hiccup. Go ahead and fix that, Joe. Oh, there we go.
Maybe we'll take that out. We'll take that out in post. This one is called D-Devil, right off the top of the dome.
Oh, yeah.
This is another banger. Hey, guy clapping off beat at the show, relax.
Yeah.
Fucking
half. I'm sorry, I'm on 1 second beat the delay.
Fuck.
Loud and noisy.
This is like metal opera for me.
Yeah.
And like Serge is the conductor.
Oh yeah. Well, when you see him live, he's making all those stupid face and fucking finger gestures and shit. I almost think he's a conductor at an opera, or he's doing sign language on stage.
At a circus.
Yeah. You. Hey, hit that. That's you. Go ahead, Darren. John?
This was before Darren started singing, really, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's singing out on any of these songs. By myself, by myself. No, I'm here with Joe.
By myself, by myself.
No, here with Joe.
In the cave. I once said, I have a photogenic memory.
Yeah?
Do you get it?
Oh, that's another banger coming up right here. This song goes out to Teddy. Wherever you are, be careful, Teddy, when you spray that shit with a high-powered washer. Cover your mouth, boy, because we got soil for you.
All right. Listen to this one.
Another slow banger right here.
Dude, listen to that fucking that control that he has right there on that hi-hat action.
Yeah. Hey, calm down, fool. I'm 33. Boom.
Damn. 20 minutes in, and my neck's already hurting me.
Boy, we got that tiger balm.
I need Bengay.
Yeah, we got that tiger balm from the last episode of Super Joint. So we'll go out to rub that shit in. Get your moon spray ready. We're about to hit this shit deep.
Oh man.
He really doesn't want to.
Reasons undefined. Reasons undefined. Reasons undefined. Reasons undefined. Too bad I've never saw this era of System of a Down. I was too much of a youngin.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I think the first time, I think I might have told this one the last time we listened to System. Did we do it? Yeah, we did Toxicity. Yeah. Yeah, I discovered them watching like that All Access, like PBS type channel.
Uranium.
Nah, it wasn't cable. It was, or might have been, but it was like one of those PBS type channels, and they were playing a live show, and it was like this era, and they're all weird. And I think the first song I saw them play was War, and I was just like,
oh, he has that makeup on.
Yeah, I'm just like so stuck. And they were playing all these other jams. I'm like, dude, this is the shit. And of course, I had listened to metal, but like, whenever you discover that new band, especially when you're young, obviously it leaves like an impression on you. So I was like, dude, wow. Wow. Oh, let me quote Owen Wilson. Wow.
Yeah. Like that, like I discovered System on the first album, but like you said, it's just like when you know that you discovered a new band, you're just like, fuck, this band is fucking amazing. Like for me, not only System, but the first Decapitated fucking album CD, or just like, these guys are fucking 18 years old and they made this shit? Where the fuck was I fucking raised from?
Not in Poland.
You're like, there you go right there. High pitch and heavy.
If your eardrums aren't bleeding, you're not doing it right.
Turn it to 11, guys and gals. You guys just went deep with us. Thank
wow,
you, guys.
Wow, wow.
Now right. Time for side B.
Coming right up.
Kick that jam. Let's get it ready for war. That is System of a Down, it is.
These are some of my favorite jams to play on guitar.
Yeah.
Not super technical, but just super high energy and fun to play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And that's the mark of a good songwriting right there.
Make it fun and entertaining, guys.
That's honestly what it's about. If you get too, like, notey, that's cool. I think that has a place for that. But if there's nothing behind it, then it's really not going to cut through to enough people, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, look at the riff. Side note, but look at the riff of the main riff of Killing in the Name of. Not the most technical, no. But it's punchy and it hits you.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, like the fucking fan. The main riff. Not the.
I thought you were saying Rain and Blood.
All right, all right, Slayer.
Fucking Lino. Fucking Lino.
Woo. I thought I was Angel with that. Sorry.
Hey, well, fuck your he notes, okay?
Sorry, I've been practicing.
I know you haven't been to too many system shows. I think I have.
I think I've been to two.
I think I have four or five.
Oh, no, wait, one or two.
Four or five?
Yeah, four or five.
What?
Yeah. So I saw them the two times that you've seen them, and then I saw them one at the Rest in Peace Irvine Meadows.
Oh.
And then the last show that you didn't attend.
Interesting.
But the thing that, like how Joe said, is like, System of a Down is like not only like technical, fun,
good songwriting,
whatever it is, lyrics, fucking the type of playing. But when you go, you almost feel like you're in a spiritual, just like everyone's just like in that, just like in that mood, like
because they're singing along.
Yeah, it's like
we're all on the same wavelength.
This is like the first and only powerful concert I've ever went to where the audience was more in tune than the actual band. But the last show I went to at the fucking horrible ass Glen Helen Pavilion, they played all these old bangers. And they brought the little kid out of me, I'm not gonna lie.
Damn.
Brought the little kid out of me.
Alright, this one's a slow burn. It builds up, but the payoff is worth it.
This is what I was telling you about. That one riff with the guitar watch you're gonna hear right now. So this is mine for you guys. Yeah.
Dude, me and the homie cousin used to play this shit when I used to play bass all the time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we used to get down.
Sick.
Yeah. We in our minds, we were playing the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh yeah.
In our garage.
And if I was next to you, I would have gotten my mom's what's that girl's name? That old Morticia? Not Morticia.
Wednesday?
Something with an E. Elvira. My mom was Elvira. My mom was Elvira for Halloween one year. So, like, when I became a rock star in my mind, I used to put on that Elvira black wig and just sick, do helicopter fucking.
Windmills and shit?
Yeah, windmills all day long.
Sick.
Let me feel you. Look at Go ahead and subscribe.
Is the cave dwellers. We like caves. We like to dwell in them.
And we like to eat ass.
Hey. Speak for yourself.
Why do you think I have a brown nose, dog?
So how'd you
go deep?
They ask you how'd you get these scars.
This is a song that came to my mind. Ah, give me that ass. Like Joe says, you don't have to be fast to be heavy. Slow and heavy for you right here, ladies and gentlemen. That boots and pants beat. Open, close. Is the devil coming out of you, dog?
Hold on, I've been practicing, homie.
Nah, tell that shaman to shut the fuck up.
Hey, don't disrespect.
Oh, hey, sorry, shaman.
Relax.
Your man's bringing the demons out of my boy.
Exorcisms.
The No wonder why you're wearing all black today. Wearing shades. I wouldn't be fucking surprised if you have bags underneath those eyes. Got the Crypt Keeper next to me.
Hey, you're wearing all black too, Negro cuz?
Yeah, that's how I roll, dog. Every day, all day.
You black? Kid? Getting on point with these shits.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but not too long.
I'm gonna try out for System of a Down.
Hey, well, you're fucking next.
I'm half
me.
Armenian already.
Yeah, I can tell with your nose, so I'm down.
They're gonna be like, bro, where you been, bro?
That's hashtag cool.
Like you and the other Joe says, your boy don't need no coke over here. My nose is too big as it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the other Joe?
Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I already like to talk
like,
a lot.
I was like, you been cheating on me, son? You found another Joe?
The fuck? Only crazy Joe, but
that's not the same.
Yeah. He's not here right now.
Cave dwellers are dangerous.
Hey, this, how often does he use double face pedals?
Not really too much. He does like those little rolls, like those little triplets, like those fills, like. Yeah.
I know he has a double pedal, but
yeah.
I know or a double bass drum setup, but I wonder how often he does like. I don't know. I haven't really focused too much on his drumming.
I can kind of tell because, like, one hard thing for me learning double pedal first from single pedal is that punk beat. Boop, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop. I want to use my second foot because it's easier. Where I think he uses that a lot.
Yeah, he's one footer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you learn one foot good and then you could incorporate your left foot or whatever way you're drumming left or right,
yeah,
it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Because, for example, we haven't played this one album, but the one with Meshuggah's guitar player, Frederick Thorndahl, he plays with his jazz drummer, Morgan Agron. And you would think, oh man, to sound heavy, you would need a double pedal to play along with this guy. But he's he's literally playing whatever the guy, Frederick, does with whatever he does with his right hand.
He's mimicking.
He's mimicking with his right foot. So it's like, ba 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 da 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 da. And it's just like, bruh.
Bruh da da da.
Are you kidding me right now? Wait, we have to play that record. That one is a stupid heavy record.
Well, next week is yours. So if you want, it's all yours, brother.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Depends what mood I'm in that day, but we'll see.
All I'm going to say is we're definitely going to need some Tiger Balm. Go to Costco, guys.
Oh.
Because your head's going to be fucking, your neck's going to be sore.
Heads will explode.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
8 strings all day long. No, 9, huh?
Used 8 in Meshuggah, but back then, they used 7s, but stupid heavy, though. Downtuned, of course.
Yeah. This one we got peephole for you guys. I believe you were stuck in the sky. Only on weekends, dog. This is another banger for like slow carnival-y fucking vibes. The thing I like how he said, like, he's not afraid to mix fucking high pitch with low pitch or deep with high.
He ain't afraid to use those treble strings, son. Most importantly, he knows how to use them in the context of the song.
Yeah, and he's going up and down that fucking
treble. Like right
here. Yeah.
Dude, this is that fucking 808 that drop.
Yeah. And right here.
Dude, you don't hear enough of that shit. Like, okay, he's playing the riff, but then he's also playing the melody.
Yeah. I don't think he gets enough credit, Darren.
Nah.
Honestly, his guitar's not that pretty looking. The Iceman is what they call it.
Oh, I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
I would never play it personally, but on him, like, he rocks it.
Yeah.
He rocks out on it.
Straight out, like, okay, you used to work there, but you don't work there anymore. But Dines, I would never buy that fucking guitar. Too gaudy for me.
Yeah.
Black on black with gold. What would you
hardware.
Say? Gold hardware?
Nah.
Too gaudy. But maybe on Dimes, it fits them. The Iceman fits fucking Darren. That's Ibanez for you guys, if you guys don't know.
It's like, look at, for example, look at Dimebag. He plays that Washburn, the Dean M3 or whatever it's called. That, I can never fucking rock that.
Yeah.
I don't have the, I don't know, not the.
It's like Kerry King and BC Rich.
The, like, okay, for me, I'll give you one example. I know Dime, that's his thing, the Dime, the Cowboy from Hell, or the Lightning Bolt from Hell. And then another one, the one that I liked a lot was a Rhodes beat. Oh, Randy Rhodes. See, like, Eric from
that's Jackson, yeah.
Deeds of Flesh, yeah. I would just love it when he would get in that power riff position and get all low and then just chunk. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And you know who also plays one religiously is the homeboy from, not the main singer, guitar player in Gojira, but the other guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his second guitar player.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but he rocks one of those. I actually looked into getting one of them. Your boy's going to have to sell some crypto to afford one, but we'll see down the line.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too expensive for my blood.
Fuck that shit. I want to fucking knock over your guitar. You're rich, bitch. Fucking buy another one, motherfucker.
Nah, not that one.
With that crypto?
Not with that one,
fuck
bro.
Fuck that guitar.
Not that one. You're going to get a fucking headstock through your ass.
A maple bar through your fucking knee?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't bust out my maple bar in a while. I don't want to bring it out yet. Unless I have to. That would be like me going to your fucking drum set and kicking a fucking hole through your fucking skins and shit.
Well, good thing I don't have one anymore, so that's all imaginary. So go ahead, dog. Be my guest.
In my mind.
Yeah, I think you're stuck in the sky, dog.
Too many chocolate tiles for me.
Don't get stuck in the sky, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and follow us before we blow up like Doge.
Is this the last song?
No, it's not. This is Cubert.
Ooh, off the top of my dome again. I'm 2 for 10.
Now. Yeah, we're just tuning in, guys. There's another heavy one right here.
I think this was also played on my second to last day at work.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah.
To me, this is like a good intro song, like an opening up, like, hurry up, guys, get in your seat. We're about to start the show. Don't forget the popcorn. Go to the restroom before the show starts.
And eat
it's about
some
to start ass. Now.
Oh, wait. Different song.
Yeah. We're getting that a second time again?
Bro, I'm already shadow banned in 4 countries.
Yeah. I saw you laugh a little bit while you drank that beer. I don't want to save your life again. You might choke and die, but it's okay. I'm here, Papa.
Hey, I'm going to challenge anybody out there to do some pterodactyls. Fuck with me. Fuck with me. Try it.
No, I can't do it.
Your boy fucking ran out of fucking steam. Quick. Don't hurt yourself. All these stunts were performed by me.
Space for darts.
Scratch my desires. May I please remain in this space for darts. Scratch my desires.
Like a butterball. Brothers. Ah.
Life threatening
styles. Hitman. And then.
Lovers.
Bane, mane, mane, mane. Fucking seeing them at the Roxy. Even the Palladium. Like, that was sick when we saw Korn at the Palladium.
Hey, I gotta ask you, now that things are opening back up, would you consider going to any theme parks?
Yeah. Without my mask. I wanna be like with my mask off.
Oh shit!
Because didn't they say no screaming on roller coasters?
I'm not gonna go until they are screaming. I'm not in a hurry. That don't make sense. I'm double vaccinated and we still gotta wear a mask?
Like, did you get your second shot already?
No, I did. In my dreams, I did, but not yet.
Did they give you a SpongeBob Band-Aid the first time?
No, I took my own. She laughed at me. So I'm like, no, it's okay, mija. I got my own Band-Aid.
Power Rangers.
No, Avengers.
Yeah, Thor? Yeah. You got Thor, dog?
I got the fucking hammer put on me.
Damn. Sick-ass fool, dog. I think this is the last one. I think this one's Pluck.
Yep.
Yo, boy, it's 3 for 10.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Don't pluck those hairs out yet, because we're almost at the end.
Do you hear this bass tone? Are you fucking with me?
I think he's using a Music Man right there. Nah, just kidding. It's Ibanez. No, he uses Gibson, huh?
Back in the day, it was probably Ibanez.
Because he was rocking that Gibson for the longest.
Yeah, that was like Toxicity era.
When we got that money.
I used to be all in love with that bass.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that was around the time I was really heavy into playing bass.
Do some pterodactyls, Joe. Yeah. Oh, we're about to hit this shit, guys. Let's join this party. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are the Cave Dwellers podcast on Instagram. We're going deep.
Only solution. Revolution. The only solution.
There's some sick pterodactyls that he does. Like, it's a that heavy, slow part.
Oh, there you go. Mira, it's happening.
It comes out. That's a camera, though.
Right here.
Oh, he did a little one.
That was a baby pterodactyl. This groove. See, melody and riff. Hello. Not many people can pull that off.
Only System can.
System.
Oh, you timed it good, dog. You can get married now. I give you permission to get married. You'll make your wife happy. You're gonna scare those demons away for her.
Just be like,
I do. For better or worse.
Oh.
For sick as in hell. Oh.
Me?
Go ahead, pastor.
If you want me to tell you your rights or whatever the vows, I'll help you out, dog.
Like Mexican?
A death metal wedding.
Like Mexicans say to their mijas, they're like, oh, you know how to cook? You can get married now. I give you permission.
Yeah. But don't worry, Dad. He sells pins and does pterodactyl vocals.
Yeah. He's blessed.
He's blessed.
He can lick that ass like crazy. He can deal with that aroma and ammonia.
Hey, like the homie once said, eating ass is microdosing shit.
Yeah, basically.
And I love it.
Yeah. I microdose shit. Fuck it.
All right, guys. That was System of Down's debut album. Shout out to Cave Ranger Aaron for bringing that one in. That was a stupid-ass banger right there.
Nah, shout out to fucking, was it Chavel for the 22 Red?
Well, shout out to him, but,
yeah,
you know, you bought the record, so shout out to you. You made that purchase. You brought it down. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys like it. We loved it. Hope you guys loved it or liked it, whatever it is, but...
If you want to listen to more episodes, we got a back catalog of some sick episodes. Mm, we got Pink Floyd. Mm. We got Rage Against the Machine.
We even got
we
the
got
rest.
Santana. We got all kinds of stuff. So go ahead and check out our catalog. We got plenty of episodes. And if you're not too hip on our other segment of the show, we do a talking podcast where we talk a lot about ourselves, what's going on, and what's happening in the news and around us. So if you want to hear that, tune in. You can find us at Cave Dwellers Podcast. That's,
dot podcast.
Cave Dwellers dot podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to listen to the other episodes, just search Cave Dwellers in your favorite podcast app.
And platform. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. This was another beautiful episode. Soon more to come.
Hells so, yeah. Next week is a talking one.
Yeah. And all I was going to say, just hope you guys have a beautiful night.
Or evening, day,
yeah,
afternoon,
or evening, whatever time you're listening to this. But thank you guys.
Thank you. And thank you. And au revoir. Au revoir.
Or like what Joseph
said. Au revoir.
That's pterodactyls for thank you.
Au revoir derche to all. And we'll see you next time on the next edition of Warped Vinyl with your boys, Cave Dwellers. See you later.
Peace.